Now, I know it's late in the episode, but we want to share something very special from you, dear listeners. We put out the call asking if the late bloomer label applies to your life, and so many of you responded.
Hello, my name is Ruben Erazo.
Susan McGregor.
Thomas Darcy.
Linda Robinson.
Cecilia Zoltansky. I'm old. I am a late bloomer.
I was a late bloomer from the beginning, in the incubator for a month, late to teeth, late to walk.
I always considered myself to be kind of needing to catch up.
Some other opera singers, they have everything and they studied for a few years. They're good. For me, I had to struggle a lot.
About a month after my 50th birthday, I went to culinary school.
I enrolled in a sailing school. I was a novice. I knew nothing, but I wanted to sail big sailboats, offshore, blue water.
I can remember one of my coworkers expressing astonishment, saying, "Do you realize that in 4 years, when you graduate, you'll be 45 years old?" To which I replied, "And in 4 years, if I don't graduate, how old will I be?" Earning that PhD in bioinorganic chemistry has provided opportunities I never could have dreamed of. At the age of 54, I deployed to Antarctica as a senior analytical chemist with the U.S. Polar Program. In 2011, the year I turned 62, I spent a 9-month winter at South Pole. I hold the record for the oldest female to ever overwinter at Pole.
It took me a long time to make the leap of faith to chase my dream. 20 years to finally say I'm getting that job, which is ironic since I've known what I've wanted to do with my life since I was 10 years old. So I got a seasonal 6-month temporary job across the country as an educator at a zoo. First day of training, I'm 10 to 15 years older than every one of my peers.
And now at the age of 54, when I finally got where I always wanted to get, it's already late to have an opera career because at this age, most of the singers are at the top of their craft or finishing their careers. But for me, it's just the beginning.
When I'd gone back to school to secure a degree in counseling in my early 50s, it brought me to some healing that I needed to do from a childhood trauma that was unrealized at the time. And from that time, I have been able to find some growth and strengthening, both mentally and emotionally and spiritually, and am currently at the age of 61, a social emotional educator at a K-2 school in Mississippi.
I am now 71 years old. I had a lunch for my first novel. I finished a short screenplay after teaching myself how to use the software. I entered a film festival, and I got a third-place laurel. It isn't about the laurels. It's about enjoying the journey, and I'm blooming doing that.
It's crazy to know that I'm over 65, living my wildly wonderful life, places I could only dream about, and a fresh love that I met during the pandemic and with a shared interest in boating, a partner my age. And so I am calling you from the Capricorn coast of Queensland, Australia, where I sailed. Over 65, that's probably late bloomer. It might be too late, too old for you guys, but I've got nothing to lose.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, listeners, for sharing your stories. And as always, thank you all for listening to our show this week on Late Bloomers. This episode was produced by Rachel Faulkner-White, Matthew Cloutier, Katie Monteleone, Andrea Gutierrez, and Fiona Guerin. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour, Rachel Faulkner-White, Andrea Gutierrez, and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes James Delahousie and Catherine Seifer. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our audio engineer was Ko Takasugi Chernovin. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Colin Helms, Anna Phelan, Michelle Quint, Jimmy Gutierrez, and Daniela Balarezzo. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you have been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.